essential versus non-essential. A lot of our questions this last month have centered on this distinction. Do I really need to do this? Is it essential or non-essential? It's the way businesses have been differentiated too. Can it be done remotely? Is this good or service really needed right now? It hasn't been explicitly said, at least down home here in Louisiana, but we in the church are on the non-essential side of things, at least from a health perspective. That's the way we're viewed, not offering medicine or food staples or critical care. I have neither silver nor gold, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, rise and walk. By quoting Peter's words in the first reading today, I'm not proposing a new healing ministry for us at St. Rita. You're on the wrong Facebook stream for that, if that's what you're looking for. As an aside, if those ministers say through God's power they can heal the coronavirus, just keep wondering, why don't they get on with it already? I quote Peter, rather, because he's honest about what he has and about what he doesn't. I can witness to Christ. I can offer Jesus the Nazarene. He can work. We continue to pray like crazy for our scientists and healthcare workers. We continue to wisely restrict the size of any of our gatherings. But we know there are essential things the church offers at this time. Namely, Peter's pointing to Christ. We need to stay with Jesus during this time, no matter where we are, no matter how we do or don't gather. So consecrate your life in captivity. Come to our empty, unlocked church if you think that's helpful. Listen to our 6 p.m. bell serenade or drop off a can of food at the Red Box, both, by the way, mentioned yesterday in the Next Door Neighbor app, amazingly enough. The spiritual is essential. May the church witness to that, minister to that, allow for that during this time of pandemic.